The United Nations Security Council, it met in emergency session in New York last night, all in a bid to de-escalate tensions in the Middle East following Iran's attack on Israel at the weekend. More than 300 drones and missiles were fired at Israel by Iran on Saturday night, a move Iran said was in response to an Israeli strike on its consulate in Syria 2 weeks ago, in which a number of senior Iranian commanders were killed. Almost all of the Iranian weapons were shot down by Israeli, US and allied forces before they reached their targets. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres told the meeting in New York that the Middle East is on the brink. Well, our global security reporter Yvonne Murray is based in New York and she's been telling us more about this emergency session.
Well, this meeting, Audrey, was an emergency session and it was requested by the Israeli mission here. What they wanted to see is a condemnation by the Council of these attacks, the Iranian attacks on Israeli territory. It's what they called it, a severe and dangerous escalation. And the day before, on Saturday, in a letter to the Security Council president, the Israeli ambassador said that they also wanted the Council to designate the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps as a terrorist organization. But I think it would have been clear to Israel going into this meeting that they were not going to achieve those objectives, that the council members with a veto like China and Russia were very, very unlikely to sign up to those objectives. But this was really an attempt to draw an attention and really put it on the council's agenda.
So was the Iranian ambassador present at the meeting?
He was. He spoke towards the end of the meeting and he mentioned the right of the of his country to self-defense. And he blamed the other council members for the lack of condemnation of the suspected Israeli attack on the Iranian consulate in Syria. He said that Iran had no choice but to respond militarily.
Well, let's hear a little bit from him. This is the Iranian ambassador to the United Nations, Amir Saeed Erivani.
Iran's operation was entirely in the exercise of Iran's inherent right to self-defense. This concluded action was necessary and proportionate. It was precise and only targeted military objectives and carried out carefully to minimize the potential for escalation and prevent civilian harm.
As the Iranian ambassador to the UN, what did the United States have to say for its part, Yvonne?
Well, the United States, I think we could say it was a fairly predictable position that was articulated. It was the US Deputy Ambassador Robert Wood, who was attending the meeting yesterday. He warned that if Iran or its proxies, by that he's referring to Iranian-backed groups like Hezbollah and the Houthis and even Hamas, if they were to attack Israel again, he said, then Iran would be held responsible. And then he said that in the coming days, the US would be exploring additional measures to hold Iran accountable at the United Nations. He didn't really elaborate on that, but I think it's safe to assume that what he's talking about there is the possibility of sanctions.
We're going to play a clip now from the Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, because he addressed the meeting as well, and he is warning the international community against a deeper descent into conflict.
It's time to step back from the brink. It's vital to avoid any action that could lead to major military confrontations on multiple fronts in the Middle East. Civilians are already bearing the brunt and paying the highest price. And we have a shared responsibility to actively engage all parties concerned to prevent further escalation.
That's Antonio Guterres there. Yvonne, just how worried is the United Nations Security Council about the prospect of a wider conflict now in the Middle East?
I think very worried, Audrey. And I think the what the Secretary General said there was picked up by a number of the ambassadors. Those particular phrases, step back from the brink, the world cannot afford more war, that was repeated a number of times by ambassadors at the council as the meeting went on. So I think his intervention yesterday was considered a very important one. It was a bit of a rallying call. Of course, the Secretary General has pretty limited individual power, but he uses that bully pulpit pretty effectively. I think it's clear from listening to the ambassadors during the meeting that they want to see this de-escalate and de-escalate fast. And we have to remember, of course, that every member of the council has interests in the Middle East, whether they're strategic or economic or even military. And to that end, a wider regional war is going to be bad news for everybody. So they certainly were lining up to agree with the Secretary General that this needed to step back from the brink.
And the focus now is on what Israel will do, if anything, in response to the Iranian attack. And relations between Israel and the United Nations, as we know, are not good.
They're not good. It's been a very, very strained relationship for a long time, but especially since October 7th. The Israeli mission here sees and articulates on a regular basis that the UN is biased against Israel. This is something that is commonly expressed in the Security Council and in other forums here. I think what will be interesting to see, and all eyes will be on, what the US chooses to do in order to respond to these attacks. We did hear Robert Wood there, the US ambassador, hinting at the possibility of sanctions. We're seeing already the Congress people here in the US presenting possibly a raft of new sanctions to Congress this evening, trying to, I imagine, target Iran's drone and missile industry again. But also the business interests that could belong to other council members. China, for example, imports a huge amount of oil from Iran, and that is something that the US has gone after previously with sanctions. We can expect to see that happen again. That will not please China at all at a time when China and the US are going through a relative period of détente.
And that was our global security reporter Yvonne Murray joining us from New York following that emergency session of the UN Security Council last night.